and he had an old dirty handkerchief he pulled out of his pocket, and it was full of money. He unrolled that handkerchief and paid off for a week or a month, I forgot now, I'd have to look it up. And that old boy stayed here, and we talked with him, we worked him a little bit around, get him jobs.
He knew a good tale, so, though, baby, you think, Circle?
So I...
And I recognize.
I talked to him about going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked with the preacher, I wasn't ashamed of him. I said, well, his soul is just as good as anybody else's, and I get him to church. And the old boy was saved. And he stayed here another 2 years. But I say he was saved. I'm not the judge. He said he was. But I didn't believe in what he did after he came to be saved, because you make about face, you have a different life. But I think he got drunk a few times after that. But Vernon thought a lot of us. We had another old boy that worked with a skunk holler in Virginia. That was here about the same time, and he's from Skunk Hollow. He worked with skunks, didn't he, Mama? A skunk farm.
Yeah, let's see.
What was his name?
Roy.
Dreams of the Jug.
Boy.
You remember making any of that around here?
No, but the first drink I ever took in my life was from Bootleg. They had a drugstore here, Starn's Drugstore, and it fellow.
Well, that's where they put Maggie.
He done a little. He got his liquor from the bootleggers down around Son.
Uh-huh.
And he had an old boy working with him, as a soda jerker, and he asked me to go with him down to Son one day, and me and him went down to Son, and we like got drunk with that bootleg whiskey.
Yeah, I heard they made some around here.
Well, we've got a fellow that's mayor's son now, Lulu Mizell. That's where he made his wealth, on bootleg whiskey and clubs and what have you, and gambling. Mm-hmm. They allowed it down there. Of course, Lulu's a multimillionaire.
Bogalusa now is dry, or?
Bogalusa was dry until probation came in, but it's still a lot of what they call homebrew joints. It's beer joints, they make their homebrew.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of Blind Tiger?
Yeah, I've heard of Blind Tiger, Mountain Dew.
What's Blind Tiger?
Well, I don't know. It's some kind of a mixed drink. Some of these young folks call it now, but I never have drank any of it. I don't know. I haven't drank anything. Well, I've been married 37 years, and I still drank. She was trying to convert me then. She says, now, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you don't quit your drinking, said, I'm going to drink every time you take a drink. So I got drunk one day, wasn't long after I got married, got pretty well loaded. And so I come in from that night, and next day I went to work, and I come in the next day, and she had really got on her.
Couldn't be even
good. I said, well, we're not going to have nothing like that. And that broke us both. We never did drink no more. I never did drink. I don't think she ever drank no more from that time. May have drank one drink, may have drunk.
That's a normal solution.
And I never did drink no more. And detested. I just don't care about it. We have a beer joint across the street, and I've fought it harder than any man in this town. I don't believe in them.
You know, I think it's a bad thing the way towns, especially the inside of towns, you know, just start to. Things in the middle of just seem that people want to move out of the middle of town. I don't know why it is. It's ridiculous.
Well, if Carter is such a religious man, of course, there's a lot of things a president can't do. He do away with this. What amendment is that we have? Prohibition.
Prohibition?
Yeah.